Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Journey. Welcome, Love Journey. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio, Telecast Live. This is the Love Journey Inc., where they call it a prayer line, but I promise you it is more like an experience. Nor it is an experience. The Love Journey is an inspirational experience. And I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, your transformational life coach, excited about God's love. Yes, welcome to the Love Journey. We're going to get started with a beautiful, beautiful song. Yes, yes, yes. I was thinking about playing the one. Let him in, you know. Let God in. Let him make love to your heart. Wow. You know, life would move by so fast. We just got off the boat, seemed like the other day. Now, tomorrow's time to come back to Chicago to reality. Oh! Right here in the sunny state of Florida, enjoying myself. I tell you, God is amazing. Absolutely amazing. The beauty and the beauty of life, the beauty of the moon, people. I'm just so grateful, and I just want to just let you know that I am absolutely grateful for so many things. Wow. So this morning, I just want to start off with the idea of just being grateful. It's working. We'll remember.
To reap what I
need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Because this is my seed
for grace, for favor.
This is my seed. Come on, y'all. You raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
I don't care what your circumstance is. It's already getting better. I love it, love it, love it. That was William Murphy, and it's working. This is the Love Journey, Inc. They call it a prayer line, but it's more than a prayer line. It's an experience. I am Janine and Ingram, your transformational life coach, and it is Wednesday. Yes, yes, yes. The May 25th, 2016. Wow, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Yes, on this line, we recognize that power and that presence as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So we're going to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and releasing through the mouth. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. The breath, yes, powerful. Breathe, family. Let's breathe as we become still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. And release. And let that be still and know that I am, God. Breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking, as I invoke the presence of my higher myself, asking that every word of my mouth come higher myself, and every meditation of my heart, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in this. I ask that you remove every human-created ego, every human-created thought. I ask that my higher mind self will possess my mind right now, God. As my higher mind self possess my heart right now, God. take over my words right now, God, that every thought will be your thought, and every word will be your word. Come, Holy Spirit, and let me speak only the words of you, Holy Spirit. Come, higher mind, beloved, I am Christ conscious. And let me speak these words of this prayer from the presence of my higher mind self as I give thanks this morning. Opening my heart, I give thanks, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give absolute gratitude for all there is. I give gratitude, Holy Spirit, for all the opportunities and the beauty of this nature, of this world, of the things that you have created for us, just us to enjoy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come and bring a fresh anointing upon this line this morning, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring a fresh revelation and new wineskins, God. Oh. Anoint us this morning, Holy Spirit, with a fresh anointing, fresh revelation. Come, Holy Spirit, as you anoint this line with your profuse winds of love, come, Holy Spirit. Rain down on us your profuse abundance. Come, Holy Spirit. And let us feel the presence of you in this call on this day, in this right now moment. We give absolute gratitude for all there is, God. The beautiful sunrise, the magnificent tree, your beautiful flower, your amazing vast bodies of water. What a masterful art. God, thank you, God, for all your abundance and all this infinite way. Thank you for always showering abundance upon our life today, God. I just give thanks, God, for all there is in this right now moment. I give thanks. Amen. So it is. Wow. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Oh, good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the land and soil. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Yes. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we invite and invoke the angels into this call, we invite and send our angels out on assignment that today may be paved with ease, elegance, and grace, and that they will go before us to create the space for us to walk through with ease, elegance, and grace. Thank you, angels. As you come into this call, we invite you. Come, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke your presence into this call, we give thanks for our beautiful, amazing archangels. Come, archangels. Good morning to our master guides. As we invite and invoke the presence of our master guides, good morning, master guides. Good morning to our spirit guides. As we invite and invoke the presence of our spirit guides into the call, good morning to our ascended masters. As we invite and invoke the ascended masters into this call, good morning, ascended masters. Oh, and as we pay homage, come, ancestors. As we pay homage to those who have walked this journey before us, we send love and light and pay homage to the beautiful presence of our known and unknown ancestors. As we invite and invoke the presence of our ancestors into this call, we give thanks. Good morning, ancestors. Thank you, ancestors, for the love that you send us, ancestors. Good morning to my mother, who is made her transition. But I give thanks for her physical presence. Her body was the vessel that sent me to the planet, and I honor you, Mom. I honor you as we stand on the shoulders of those ancestors who left a legacy called us, who sacrificed and gave so much to the planet so that we can be here. We honor our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. And good morning to my brothers and sisters. Love to the gods and goddesses. Peace to the Love Journey family. Yes, this is the Love Journey, Inc., where they say it's a prayer line, but it's more than a prayer line. It's an experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. And I just want to remind you that God is amazing. You see, the universe is amazing. Life is amazing. And you tuned in right here. Of all the places you could have been, you came to the Love Journey this morning. And I just want to say thank you for choosing to be in this space, sharing in the oneness of love with me. I am so honored to have your presence at the table of success with the Love Journey this morning. Good morning, my beautiful family, my beautiful brothers and sisters, gods and goddesses, queens and queens, my millionaires and my billionaires. I love you and love you. Thank you for tuning into the Love Journey. We're going to go right into our love soak. You have just tuned in to your love chambers. We're about to do the love soak. It's been a while since we did the love soak for all the new callers. You see, the Love Journey's mission is to remind us that our only job is to return to love, is to remember that we are love and that we were created in love, by love, to express love on the planet. You know, some people call love an emotion, but love really is a vibration. It is really the highest vibratory energy on the planet. We've been conditioned to think about love in conditional ways, but love has no conditions. Love is simply to allow. And in this right now moment, we learn to honor and cherish the most important person in our world. So many things in our lives have taught us how to live outside ourselves. But love really is an inside job. So as you begin to move from your head to your heart, recognizing and being present with your heart, I want you to just tune in to your heart right now and give yourself permission to allow your heart to open. It's really amazing when we begin to live from our heart. The heart is amazing. Reverend Ike always says, you know, it's the feelings that get the blessing. My grandmother used to tell us, you know, there's not a ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. There's not a question that love can't answer. And I didn't understand it then, but I get so clearly in my mind. You see, because when I begin to love the very essence of who I am, Janine Ann Ingram, I begin to intimately explore the universe. The universe began to open up. The more I loved, the more I honored and cherished and discovered me, the more I discovered what we call God. Truth began to be revealed. The intimacies of the universe began to reveal itself to me because it's in our pure state of love that we get to see the unseen and we become the true alchemist. So in this right now moment, I want you to move into your heart and remember what it felt like to be love, to give love, and to know love. And just give yourself permission to open your heart and be in your heart. I want you to begin to reminisce on a time when love called your name, when love illuminated your mind, opened your heart, when love moved through every cell and muscle fiber and permeated every organ in your body. I want you to remember that when love opened you wide. And I want you to remember not just the reminisce, but I want you to remember what it felt like to be love and to give love. It could have been for any powerful reason. Could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Wow. Could have been the birth of a newborn baby, a heart expanding. It's holding a new life in your arm, in your heart, opening it. And nothing but love is exuding and expressed in this right now moment. Oh, what an amazing feeling to be in the essence of a newborn baby. Maybe you were walking down a vast body of water, holding hands with the one you love, basking in the full moon glow. Oh. And as you looked at the full moon, as you were basking in the glow of the moon's love, you knew you were loved by the universe. Wow. Or maybe it was the majesticness of the sunrise as the sun was greeting you this morning. The warmth of the sun kissed your face saying, good morning, love. And you knew as you stood in the majesticness, the energy of the sun's love, you knew you were loved by the universe. Or maybe it was a beautiful, amazing, majestic sunset. You know, that time of the day when the earth takes on a new glow, a golden glow, like Frankie called it. A golden time of day. You know, that time of the day when the earth has this golden glow and the sun is releasing itself and is permeating reds and golds and orange and all these magnificent color. And as you stood in the releasing of the sunset, you knew you were loved by the universe. When you looked at the sky, it was the color of love. Yes, the colors of love. The sky was full of love. And you knew that you were loved by the universe. What would ever had you so lit up and turned on? I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. Because it's the feelings that get blessed and meaning. It's in the heart that we manifest, because the heart is 5,000 trillion times more magnetic than the mind. It's the most magnetic space in the body, and that's where we manifest. That's where we invite people into our space. And I want you to remember that feeling so you can get into that feeling. I want you to remember what it felt like to be love and to give love and to know love and see love. You know, love is amazing. And I want you to remember that feeling. And I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. And as you bring this feeling into this right now moment, I want you to drink from the liquid elixir of love and allow every cell, every muscle fiber, every organ, I want it to be filled with the presence of love in this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like, what it feels like. And I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. As you begin to release the thought of anyone else, I want you to take all of that energy of love and pour that love upon you. I want you to love you today. Loving you. I want you to love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you today. You see, you are the most important person in your world. I want you to love you just because you are. Recognizing that your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. No matter how short, tall, light, dark, or color, or race, no matter who you are, where you are beautiful. You are magnificent. You are powerful. And I want you to just take this time to honor and love and embrace the gift that you are to the planet, because you are a gift to the planet. And in this moment, I just want you to love you. Love every part of you. Love you just because you are. You see, no one can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. And that makes you magnificent in its own right. You see, when our Creator created the most amazing energies of you, the Creator said, let me take part of myself and send it to the planet and call it Judge and call it Lesson and call it Dominion and call it James and Joy and Linda and Esther and Jackie and Zakiya and Debbie and Deborah and Deborah and all the different energies in me. You placed yourself and said, let me send myself to the planet and a different aspects of me. And no matter how many people are on the planet, there's no two people who do just the same. We're unique aspects of the Creator. And just because you are a unique aspect of the Creator, I want you to love you today, loving you. Love you just because you are. Love your gifts, your talents, your purpose, your reason, your why. Love you. And I want you to place your right hand over your heart as we pull our mirrors out. And I want you to say to yourself, I give myself permission to love me today. And as you continue to look in your eyes, I want you to say, thank you for the opportunity to love you today. Thank you for the opportunity to love you today. And I want you to continue to look in your eyes, and I want you to say to yourself, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Let's say that again together, family. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now, family. I deserve love. Come on, family, let's say it. I deserve love. And I want you to say three times, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. I am love. Let's do it, family, three times. I am love. I am love. I am love. I want you to say three times, I am divine love and expression. 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 And as you continue to look in your eyes, this is my favorite part. I want you to say good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And yes, you are what the world's been waiting for. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. All right, family, let's do it again, but this time we're going to put our name on it. I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? Let's do it. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. You see, Janine, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. Yes, you, Janine. You are what the world's been waiting for. Janine, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. And you see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness, Janine. You see, your greatness awaits. Yes. And I want you to say your name. And I want you to say, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Let's do it, family. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Let's do it again. Janine and Ingram, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And Janine, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. I want you to marinate in that love, recognizing that you are the first representation of love in your life. You see, you teach people how to show up in your space. You invite energetically people into your space. You teach them how to love you by how you love you. If love is the inside job, and you have not been loved till you've been loved by you. You have not been loved until you've been loved by you. But let me go real to the hood. You haven't been loved until you've been loved by you. So today, I want you to love you. Love yourself from the top of your head. Love yourself to the soles of your feet. And I want you to marinate in the thought of loving you. Loving you. Loving you just because you are. I want you to marinate on that. Just love you.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. This relationship, commitment, We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Welcome to your love experience. You get to have it your way. Yes, yes, yes. All right, we're going to call in Les Peace on this morning and see what he got for us this morning. Les James is all the way from the Baltimore area. You've tuned in to the Love Journey. Star 6, Les. All right, sound like there's no Les this morning. All right, let's see if Jackie and Zakiya are ready to sing the love song. Star 6.
Good God morning. Peace and blessings. Good God morning, my beautiful queen.
Good morning.
I'm going to be filling in with for Zakiya in this moment. She stepped out. We have been on the beach of Miami enjoying the love soak. Thank you very much. And we're going to continue in our love. So good God morning to the Love Journey family, our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Welcome. We're going to continue in our love soak by doing our love song. We plant that seed of love and we shower it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, unmute your phone, and let's do this on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much. And you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. Oh, yes, I love myself so much.
Thank you, Chet Goddess. Thank you, Jackie and
Thank you all. You're tuned in to the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line, but I call it more than a prayer line. It's an experience. All right, we're going to see if Mama Joy on this morning. If you're on,
yeah.
Mama. Good morning.
Mama Joy is on this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Almost sound like the happy hour.
It is the happy hour.
Praise God. That's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. All that sunshine and the beach, and I can just hear the ocean. Oh, my gracious, ladies. Go ahead on. Well, this is Reverend Mama Joy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Block Talk Radio guest and the Love Journey crew. Just so grateful. This morning, we're reminding you that you know that you are children of the Most High Rock Steady God, God that never leaves you nor forsake you. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I could just feel the sunshine in those voices. And this Wednesday, May 25th, your piece of the rock at the 6:45 of the hour is I Am Born to Give. I'm reading this morning from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living. Ah, yes. I'm born to give. What is the best of me? What good is the best of me? All right, all right. If it is unexpressed, and if it lies dormant inside of me, what good is the best of me? Because I'm born to give. I'm born to give goodness. I'm born to share lovingly my gifts from God. I am born to open my mind. I'm born to open my heart to freely bless others, to freely love others. I am born, and I rise this morning. This right now moment is a rising and an opportunity to pour out the blessings that are in me and to fill the open spaces of where I am right now and to the whole world. You give a smile. Know that the smile is the universal language, a universal language that's known around the world. And it says warmly, hello, I see the good in you. I give a kind word. I do a kind deed. That's what we were all born to do. Kindness is a thoughtful and a compassionate and given from your love, from your pure love.
Mm.
And this morning, give that love back to God. Give that love back to the master giver so that you can give it all back to receive more. You know, you tied your talents. Learn to tithe your talents and learn to tithe your time. Learn to tithe your money to bless God's people. Bless the institutions. Bless the virtual institutions as we experience here on the Love Journey. Yes, yes, we're born to give. The law of giving and the law of receiving is always in effect. Oh, my goodness, I could just kiss you little Jesus this morning. Whew. It's tasty. And know that you're filled to overflow this morning. Overflow this morning. Let your gift of love and giving be anointed and overflow. Mm. The scripture that supports it is 2 Corinthians 9:6. It says, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Ooh, come on, people. Let the love go freely and bountifully this morning. Amen, amen. Namaste. Adieu. Thank you, Lady Love.
Thank you, Mama Joy. Ooh, wow. What a powerful message.
Great.
To think
you.
About infinite love of God and how compassion and kindness expresses the infinite love of God when we show those characteristics and display them in our daily actions.
how we can feel and see the presence of the Most High when we display those characteristics. That is so powerful. Thank you so much, Joy. All right, we're going to get started. I'm going to play a little song as I get ready. I want to read something Joel said. This is Slade. This is Slade. That was Slade, Just a Touch of Love. All right. So I was thinking this morning, and this popped up on my emails this morning. It's a word from Joel Osteen, and I thought about this. It comes from this particular scripture in Isaiah 43 and 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. It says, new seasons of increase. Are you going through a situation that seems beyond your control? Well, I come today because I want to encourage you today that even when we can't see it, God is working behind the scenes.
I want you to know when we're down to nothing, God is always up to something. See, he is doing a new thing. He is making a way for you even when there seems to be no way. He wants to lead you out of that dry, desolate place into a place of peace, safety, and abundance. He wants to take you from a season of drought into a season of abundance. Your part is simply to trust and switch over from an attitude of fear and doubt to an attitude of faith. But how do you change your attitude? You start by changing what comes out of your mouth. You start by changing what's going on in your energy. Instead of speaking about your situation, speak to your situation. I want you to know today we don't have to go to God about our problems. We can go to our problems and tell him how big our God is this morning. Every day declare this is the day that the Lord has made. He has taken me into new seasons of increase. I'm moving forward with strength through the joy of the Lord. And when you start speaking like that, soon your mind and heart will grab hold of the truth. And it won't be long before you're walking in the increase that God has prepared for you. So today, a prayer. Divine Mother, Father, God, I receive new seasons of increase into my life by faith today. I am choosing to stand and declare your promises because I know you have good things in store for me in this right now moment. I bless and give thanks and thank you for another day to sing your praise in the consciousness of Christ in this right now moment. I give thanks. And so I thought about, you know, so many people going through new phases in their life. And sometimes when we're going through, we can't see the other side. But I come to you to tell you today that when you keep your head up and you keep moving through, you can't do nothing but win because you were really born to win. You see, God said, when I placed you in the womb of your mother's belly, I had plans of success. Plans of success. And I wanted to replay Tyler Perry because sometimes we forget when we're going through. You see, Tyler Perry had paid all his money he had saved up to do this particular play, and all he wanted just people to come see this particular play. He saved up his tax money, he saved up his bonuses, the money had rented out, and only 35 people showed up. But those 35 people he knew. He did it again next year, and again next year he got homeless. He continued to do it, and 1 year it finally broke about after 7-8 years of the process. But I tell you one thing. This universe is friendly to our desires. And this is an 8-minute clip, and I want you to hear it, and I just want you to think about the fact that God is always there. Because one thing Tyler Perry said, that when things were in the flow, it was in the flow. But there's a divine timing to everything. There's a season for our increase. And listen to Tyler. Right, I guess it's not done playing. Let's try one more time. I tell you, you're not home with all your equipment. God is amazing, though. Because when I think about persistence and consistency, it's the consistency that got Tyler Perry where he was absolutely where he is today. It was the consistency. It was the idea that I'm not giving up, but it all comes from one place, and that's that place of love. When you're operating from a place of love and you don't give up, no matter what the seemingly appearances are, when you operate from a place of love and you know you come from a place of purpose, you don't give up. He didn't even give up in his time of, and I'm sure he said, God, how long?
If you spread the water across many, many seeds, you don't have as much water for one seed.
I want to know why. Why is it done that way? Is there a better way to do it? Is there another way to do it?
We don't have to wait for somebody to green light our projects. We can create our own intersection.
Man, it's like wild horses in my head sometimes. There's so many ideas and they're all over each other.
All of the power that you have and all of the strength that you have and all the ideas that you have are born in your uniqueness.
Sometimes you have to be hidden. Sometimes people are not supposed to recognize you.
There's no chair throwing or anything like that, but I will set it straight if something's wrong.
You know what the thing is, man? I'm a student of life, and every day something in my life is reminding me of something that I could write about.
Everything that happens to you can work for your good if you let it.
We were poor, but we were busy. I don't know why poor people are so busy.
He's an American actor, TV producer, filmmaker, and songwriter specializing in the gospel genre.
He wrote and produced many stage plays in the 90s and early 2000s.
He earned $130 million in 2011, and Forbes named him the highest earning man in entertainment.
He's Tyler Perry, and here are his top 10 rules for success.
My only idea, my only focus was to do my one play. And I knew if I could get that to work, everything else would come to pass. There's so many people who go in so many directions. This week they're doing this, and next week they're doing that, and next week they're doing this, and next week they're going to be in real estate, and the next week they're going to open a salon. And those kind of people are all over the place, and I usually try to get them to focus. Focus on one thing, one area. Put all of your energy into watering one area. If you spread the water across many, many seeds, you don't have as much water for one seed. So focus on one thing. Make it your priority and stick with it no matter what. No matter how many people told me no, no matter how many people lied to me, no matter how many times I put the show up and nobody came. I remember when I did my very first show, I worked my butt off and saved $12,000, tax returns from H&R Block, money. I saved it, worked hard, saved it myself, rented the 14th Street Playhouse, put that show up, thought that 1,200 people would come over a weekend, and 30 showed up, and I knew every one of them. But I didn't stop. That didn't deter me. That was in 1992, 93. Same thing happened. I, 94, 95, 96, 97, up until 1998. Same devastation of nobody showing up in the audience. I was doing one show a year, working with different promoters, trying to get the show up, and nobody showed up. But I didn't stop. And my what I say to you now, looking at me now, here, I am a human being. There's no difference between my humanness and your humanness. The only thing is, if you're trying to get there, you cannot stop believing in any way. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody tells you, you have to know it beyond knowing it. And it is a feeling. When something is for you, this is how I knew it was for me. When something's for you, there's a feeling that is deep down inside of you that will not allow you to let it go. It will keep you going when you can't even keep yourself going. That's why the mantra here at the Tyler Perry Studios is a place where even dreams believe, because there comes a time in your life where you've worked and you've stressed and you tried to get there and you couldn't on your own, but you have a dream. And that dream has to take on the belief for you because you can't do it by yourself. So what I would tell you is this: don't stop. Narrow your focus to one idea. One, and make it work. That will give birth to all the others.
One of the most difficult things for me when I first got to Hollywood was trying to understand how it's done. I've never been the person that walked in the room and said, and they say, stand here, move here, sit, move, go, and do that, and do that, and do this, and do this, and you'll get here. I've been the person that goes, move here, go here, do that, and I go, okay, well, why are we doing this? I want to know why. Why is it done that way? Is there a better way to do it? Is there another way to do it? And if you tell me this is the way it's been done all of our lives for our whole, that makes no sense to me. I've always challenged it. I'm not a rebel, but I've challenged the thinking, and I do that a lot in my own studio now for people who come in with this complete set of rules of this is how it's done. Well, does that feel right to you? So it's about what feels right, and I'm hoping that I can convey that.
I wanted to use my gift to not only make us laugh, but to make us think. I wanted to use film to not only entertain, but to let us know we don't have to wait for somebody to green light our projects. We can create our own intersection. I wanted to use my television show to not only make us laugh, but to show us that we don't just have to act in the sitcom, we can own the show and the network. I wanted to use giving and philanthropy to show us, that we don't have to be at the end of the line waiting for a handout. We can be at the front giving the hand up. And I wanted to own a studio to show us that we don't have to wait for somebody to give us 40 acres and a mule. We can buy our own. So I am grateful. And I wanted to use my childhood to let each and everybody know that no matter, you can be born into a whole lot of a nightmare, but you can, God can usher you into a dream.
I love to work. There's a script I have in my head now that's been in there for about 2 years that I really have to sit down and write, because it's almost like giving birth, because sometimes the ideas are, man, it's like wild horses in my head sometimes. There's so many ideas and they're all over each other. I have to take this idea and let it be born, because if not, it'll push everything else back.
What I would say to people who want to become me is, don't become me, become the best you you can be. Because what I found very early on is that all of the power that you have and all of the strength that you have and all the ideas that you have are born in your uniqueness. And what makes you unique, and this may sound really silly, but it's just really true, what makes you unique is what makes you special. And if you don't, if you spend your whole life trying to conform, trying to be what somebody else thinks you should be, or fit into a mold or fit into a system, and you dull down your specialness, then you're dulling down all of your ability to change the world. So I think that it's very, very important that people have an opportunity to be the best of themselves that they can be.
I want to talk about something that happened recently with a friend of mine. He called me up. He said, you know, you're contagious. I said, why am I contagious? He said, you know, I was spending some time working with you, and now I'm going to start my own business. I said, great, man, that's great. He said, well, when you see it, you know, it's nothing impressive. And I was explaining to him, never despise small beginnings. The Bible says that never despise small beginnings. There are things that happened that can happen out of the smallest little start that can change the world. I also, he was telling me how frustrated he was because nobody notices him or nobody sees him or nobody will give him a break. And I explained to him about in my own life how sometimes people are out trying, they're pushing, they're getting cars, they're trying to be seen, they're doing all of this stuff. Sometimes God will hide you. And let me tell you how I know that. In my own life, I was under the radar for a very, very long time. And for the most part, I still am. Believe it or not, I really am. I was kept from a lot of things, kept from being exposed to a lot of business ideas and business situations and business thoughts or how things were run. And by me being kept away from that, it allowed me to not be tainted by it. So sometimes you have to be hidden. Sometimes people are not supposed to recognize you. Sometimes people are not supposed to invite you to the table. You can't be angry about it. You need to accept it and find out why. Why am I being hidden? Because I tell you now, had I went the route that I wanted to go, what would have happened is I would have ended up in Hollywood and did the deals that everybody else had done, and there would be nothing different, nothing spectacular about the blessings that I've received. It would just be an average story. But because I was hidden, because I didn't know how it went, because I didn't know how things were supposed to go in film and television, that ignorance allowed me to carve my own way. I know this may be difficult for some people to understand, but hear me clearly when I say this. Because I was hidden, because nobody knew what was going on with the success that I was having on the plays, it was all underground. When I got there, I was able to make deals that were unprecedented. They didn't think there was anything to it because they didn't know who I was. Completely underestimated. The great thing about being hidden is that you can be underestimated. And when you're hidden and you're underestimated, you're able to do some things that will not only change your path, your life, but the lives of millions of people the ones around you, your children, your family, it will uplift and change everybody and everything. So what I say to you is, if you're struggling and you're fighting to be seen, sometimes you're supposed to be hidden. It's not your time to be seen yet. Stay the course. Learn what you can. Walk in the path that you're supposed to at this time. And at the right time, God will reveal you, your talents, and everything you've done to the world. In the meantime, prepare.
I like working with people who like to have fun, because I like to have fun. I don't think everything has to be serious.
Hey, I'm there.
Who is that dude in there?
Ain't no man in that kitchen.
What'd I say after that? That ain't...
Okay. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
This should be fun. The plays should be fun. The movies should be fun. It should be a light atmosphere. It should be a place where you come and you want to stay all day, because you got to be there 12 to 14 hours. So if I'm going to be around the people, we may as well try and have a good time.
Come here, Monroe. Come here. And take everything out your pocket. What I tell you, Lord, is that the key to my car? USOB. And my phone. You know what?
So in order to have that, I have to make it light. Now, don't let that fool you. Because there are some moments where there's no chair throwing or anything like that, but I will set it straight if something's wrong. I have no problems with switching it up, and that's what's so great about professionals. They know how far we can play and clown around, because when we hit that stage, even though we're having fun, they know it's very serious to me.
Hey, Terry, Tyler Perry, this is Rodney Mitchell. Where do you get your source of inspiration for new movie themes like those in Temptation?
You know what the thing is, man? I'm a student of life, and every day something in my life is reminding me of something that I could write about. Like this, I met somebody that I thought was really, really special. We never crossed any lines, but she was amazing. She was married. Again, hear me clearly. We never crossed any lines. But what happens is when I wrote this movie, I started thinking about what if. What if? What if? And that's how I write these stories, because I just keep asking myself, what if? What if? What if? What if? So it starts with the nucleus of just me meeting some woman that I was very, very attracted to, thought she was amazing, knowing that I probably, if I had pushed the envelope, I probably could have. So I was tempted. She was tempted. But I have a respect for the union of marriage, and I also believe you reap what you sow. So I would never do something that I feel would come back to me one day. I only want to put out good things, because I only want good things to come back to me. But in saying that, that's where this story came from, the first initial nucleus of it. And then I just added all the other stuff. What if we had given in? What would have happened? And what would have this? And what would have that? And that's where this came from.
I found out in life that everything that happens to you can work for your good if you let it, no matter how bad, no matter how traumatic. For me, my turnaround came when I forgave my father for everything that he did. And I realized after doing that everything that had happened had brought me to this position mm-hmm. where I am now, and has allowed me to be able to write these stories mm-hmm. and develop these characters, because had I not been through those situations, I wouldn't have the experience to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell other people? Not everybody can afford therapy, can go out and say, you know what, I've just got it within myself. Yeah. We all have it.
Right.
But how do you get that person on the street, or that person who feels like these are the four walls that I am just stuck in?
Yeah.
How do you get them out?
The thing about it is, that's why I think my shows, all the plays that I've done and the movies have been so successful, is because a lot of people can't afford therapy. I never went to therapy. But what my characters and everything, they speak to, they give advice in situations on trying to put a mirror in front of people to say, is this me? It provokes thought. It makes people want to it offers change or the possibility of hope. And I think that what's important for people who are really, really going through and don't know how, it's just one step. For me, it was faith. It's a lot of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I totally
mm-hmm.
believe in
mm-hmm.
God. And people may believe in other things, but for me, it was mm-hmm. God, faith, and prayer. And that, for me, had there not been church and to help me get through those things, I don't know what I would have done.
Let me tell you how I met Mr. Butler. I had just started junior high school, and in order for me to get to high school, I had to walk through the drug dealers, literally step over the whores and the drug addicts, walk through a graveyard, then in the next block past gang members, and then go through the projects, and then come to a six-lane intersection and It was always busy, but just beyond that was the school. Well, one day as I'm approaching this intersection, I hear this voice saying, "Will someone help me cross?" He was in a suit. He had a cooler in a hand and a folded lawn chair in one hand and his cane in the other. "Will someone help me cross?" he said. People kept ignoring him, walking past him with their busy lives. We were poor, but we were busy. I don't know why poor people are so busy. I said, "I'll help you," in my 13-year-old changing voice. He said, "Well, thank you, son. May I have your shoulder?" I wish I had time to talk about giving your shoulder to somebody. I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Don't trick me now." I said, "No, sir, I won't." We crossed the street. I asked him where he was going. He told me that he was going to my school to sell praline candies to the kids. So I helped him to the school, and he said thank you, and he told me that God would bless me for my kindness. He and I became friends. We took that walk every day. I came out of school one afternoon, and there he was sitting outside in that lawn chair selling praline candies, 25 cents. And I saw one of the kids try to buy candy, right? And they gave Mr. Butler a dollar, and they told him it was a $5 bill. I stepped in, and I said, "Mr. Butler, this is a scam." Needless to say, I had a lot of enemies at that school. But it didn't matter. I was glad to do it. You see, Mr. Butler was one of the first men in my life to see me. And what made it all the more special is that he was blind. He was a point of light. One morning I was late meeting him, and as I walked up to the intersection, I could see Mr. Butler standing there, not saying a word. So I tipped up behind him, and I said, "I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to wait to see what happens." He said, "I know you're there, son." I said, "Yes, sir, I am." I said, "I didn't hear you saying, 'Will someone help me cross?'" He said, "No, I was listening for you." I said, "You were?" He said, "Yes." Sometimes in life, son, when you pray and you've said all you can say, all you have to do is stand and wait and listen. What a point of light he was. There are many people in this world that are wanting, waiting, saying, asking, begging, hoping, "Will someone help me cross?" We all have the power to be a point of light. Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much for watching. We made this video because Bodacious 40 asked us to. If you have another entrepreneur in your mind you want us to profile, leave it in the comments below.
We'd also love to know which of Tyler Perry's top 10 rules meant the most to you. Leave it in the comments. We'll join in the discussion. Thank you so much for watching. Continue to believe, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to leave you with that today to remind you that no matter where you are in your season, that God always has us. The universe is always friendly to our desires. I see it's after the hour, and I didn't realize we were going to go so far after the hour. Linda is still there. Let's do our affirmation, and let's do it. If Linda's not there, Jackie, you want to take us in?
God is the source of my infinitous thoughts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rosa.
What's up, my sister? Did you want me to say it?
Yeah, you can. You can do it.
Yes, I can. I love this affirmation. So we're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. It's called circular breathing. So let's breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. Three times. Let's begin. And once again. Let's unmute our phones. Don't know the affirmation, just feel it. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am
one with God, and God is
everything. We're doing this seven times. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am
one with God,
and God is everything. Breathe. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is
everything.
God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite
intelligence.
For I am one with God, and God is
everything.
And the last time for right now, God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. Thank you, King, for bringing in that male energy. You know, we can't even create anything without both energies. I appreciate you, my brother.
I say, namaste.
Namaste.
All right. Thank you so much, Rosa J. Thank you, each and every person. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey.
Where it's more than a prayer line, it's an experience. It's very, really nice to think about the fact that we are in our season of increase. Yes, I believe it. I know it. I feel it. I see it. I smell it. I taste it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for tuning in tomorrow, because I know there's going to be a pleasant surprise. I can't wait to hear what you all have planned for tomorrow, Mama Julie, Rosa, all of the beautiful Love Journey family. Thank you for taking over when I'm not able to do it. All right, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, and remember not to just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Where dreams even believe. Isn't that what Tyler Perry said? Where dreams even believe. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to take you out with a beautiful song by Anita Baker. Have I told you I love you lately? Lately, if I haven't, I love you. And I want to remind you that I do, really do love you. From the depths of my heart,
I appreciate being a part of the Love Journey. The Love Journey has stretched me and grown me in so many ways. And today I just want to honor and thank you all for being a part of the Love Journey. It's because of you that I am. Have an amazing, wonderful, God-filled, love-filled, money-filled day. And remember, I love you. Than a prayer line, it's an experience. That was Anita Baker. Leahy. Have I told you I love you, Leahy? Have a good day. I love you.